I would like to know what you remember of the March of 1964.
Well, I was 12 years old, so I don't have huge memories of the actual march, except for lots of increased conversation around the dinner table, a lot more activity in terms of telephone calls that my father had and business meetings that we had. And my sister, oldest sister, who was 13 months older than me, actually participated in the march and had great memories of actually being there and talked about it. She's now deceased, but talked about that march as long as I can remember. But it was an incredibly historic day, and I do have memories of the march. I wish that my older sister, Mary Fran, had grabbed me by the hand and taken me along with her, because I could answer this question a lot better, but she didn't. Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Dr. King, and Jackie Robinson, and the thousands of participants and civil rights leaders, and the role my father played, all made for such a historic time for our state of Kentucky.
Well, your dad would have been 88 for this march, and I bet he would have been involved.
Oh, he would have been on the front line marching this time.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
He was in the administration of Governor Burke Combs and took the mantle of the civil rights, the public accommodations executive order as a campaign theme. And I understand that it was a tough thing to campaign on back in those days.
Yes, it was a tough thing to campaign on. And I think that was one of the reasons that his races were close. It was breaking new ground. It was inviting people to think about issues and race relations that sometimes was a lot easier to push in the background. It was very courageous.
What did your dad tell you about it?
On the march day itself, he, over the years, I could just see the sense of accomplishment and the proud legacy that he felt he was leaving for citizens in our state, for children to have a better path forward, for the betterment of our state. He talked about the struggle of getting the public accommodations bill passed through the legislature and it failing the first time, and how disappointed he was and how hard it was to get through the second time.
He felt some futility, I guess.
I think, as I recall, he didn't want the negativity of a failure, and realized that sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board and re-energize your effort. So I believe that's what he did. And there was a lot of work that had to be done by many people in that two-year time frame.
I'm assuming that growing up as the daughter of the governor, that even though you were 12, you were privy to some very interesting conversations.
We were sitting around our dinner table, and we had dinner together most evenings. It was important to our parents that we sit down together as a family as much as we could. And we talked a lot about current events. We talked about, of course, what was going on in our lives, but I also couldn't help but, I was a little nosy, and I couldn't help but be interested in conversations that were taking place between and among the adults, sometimes in other rooms at the mansion on the first floor, and that's how I learned.
first person seat on history. That's really great. I've spoken with John Johnson of the Kentucky Human Rights Commission about the march, the 50th anniversary march, but maybe you could fill me in on some of the details of what you'll be involved in during the march.
Well, I will be there, but I hope to be near the front. And I know that there is a rally planned afterward around 11 on the platform, the steps of the state capitol, and I will be there as well. I can't say that we'll have a group like Peter, Paul, and Mary there singing protest songs, but they will be there in spirit, I know, as well. It's a thrilling day. It's supposed to be pretty good weather, and I think there will be a great turnout. It'll be a little emotional for me, too, because of the historic role that my father played. So I am so glad that I'm going to be there and can represent the Breathitt family tomorrow.
Yes, I should imagine that the spirits will be very close to you.
Well, I think so. I think they have been these past couple of weeks as I've reflected on this day and have been asked questions about it. And I've gone and reread some oral histories and listened to interviews just to feel more in the moment of it.
Well, Commissioner Breathitt, I really appreciate your taking time to speak with me about the day. And we have a robust listenership in Hopkinsville who I know have followed your family's career and legacy for a long time. So I appreciate your being here today.
Well, I am thrilled, and I've enjoyed speaking with you.